fascinating medrash in Parashas Ekev. It's going on the pasuk Shema Yisrael Atem Oivim Hayom Es Hayardim. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, today you will be crossing the Yardim. And the medrash tells us, and this is also brought down by the Aruch HaKadosh, I don't remember if he says it in the name of the medrash or on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Bnei Yisrael, Ata Oivir Hayom Es Hayardim. You are crossing the Yarding today, but I am not crossing the Yarding. Says the Medrash, Moshe was telling Bnei Yisrael, it's a gzera, I can't come into Eretz Yisrael, but if you daven for me to come into Eretz Yisrael, then I can go in. So after 515 tefillos of Ezchana, that Hashem tells Moshe, Rav loch al toisav daber elai, the implication is, I don't want to hear it from you, I want to hear it from them. That in the same way you put yourself on the line constantly for Klal Yisrael, and it's to your credit that they will be going into Eretz Yisrael, the only way you can go in is if they repay the favor. And Aruch HaKadosh teaches, Shema Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, listen carefully to my words, if they be alamdan, Ata Oever, Ata Voleyani. But they weren't margish, they didn't doubt Moshe should go in. So for that reason, Moshe didn't go in. What we see is that although the door to Moshe Rabbeinu's coming into Eretz Yisrael was sealed tightly, there was still an Eitzah for Moshe to come in. Had they davened for Moshe? Now along these lines, we're going to explore something related to this parasha, to this sugya. Firstly, just to understand this lashon, which there's so many medrash pliyas, Mefarshim want to know, what does it mean that Hashem tells Moshe, Rav Loch? Ravlach, it's enough for you. How do you tell somebody Ravlach? In fact, one of the Medrash Pliyas says, because Moshe Rabbeinu told Adas Kairach, Ravlach and Bnei Levi, Hashem told Moshe Ravlach. So some of the Mefarshim explain that when Moshe said Ravlach and Bnei Levi, that they were asking for the Kahuna. Do you have enough as being a Levi? Bikashtim gam Kahuna? You also want to be Kohanim? Some explain that Hashem was giving Moshe Techa here, saying, you never tell a Jew that he has enough. If he's a Levi and he wants to be a Kohen, you don't say it's enough to be a Levi. What do you mean? If somebody knows one Mesechta, he shouldn't know two Mesechtas. How do you tell a Jew in Ruchni it's Ravlach? So here, Moshe wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says, I may be Moshe Rabbeinu, but I also want to say, Hashem says Ravlach, just like you said Ravlach. So the person has to be okay with what he has. You have to know how this fits into what the Mefarshim say, that which the Mishnah says in Avos to be mistapik b'muat applies to Ruchnius also. Now, al kapanim, what does this mean, Ravlach? Secondly, when it comes to the Dor HaMidbar, those who came in and those who didn't come in, so there's a machlekes in Maseches Sanhedrin between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira whether or not the Dor HaMidbar will in fact be zeichet tchiyas ameisim et ha'ilam haba. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi ben Beseira says to Rabbi Akiva, where has your chassidus gone, the great Rabbi Akiva? How could you say about a door shalom that they won't come in? This is the door of Deya, the door of Midbar. Rabbi ben Beseira says, avad, avad, they're going to be zeichet, tchiyas ameisim, and el habor. What's the deal with Rabbi Akiva and this machlek is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi ben Beseira? Secondly, in that parak, in parak chelak, the Gemara goes through many makairas from where we know tchiyas ameisim in Atayr. And there are a number of them. What's interesting is that we have two of them by Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them says, Az Yashir Moshe B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say Az Shar, it says Yashir, in future tense. And secondly, before Moshe passes away, Hashem tells Moshe, Hincha Shoichi V'mavisecha V'kam. You will lay down with your forefathers, V'kam, and you'll have a Tchiyas HaMesim. So there's two Makaris, and we try to understand, Emet Hashem, why do we need two Makaris for Tchiyas HaMesim for Moshe Rabbeinu? And lastly, we know the Gemara tells us in Gittin, after the whole Maisa of Kamsan by Kamsan, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Soif kol soif, mipnei anvesanusai, shavach zecharya ben akulis, charva hamikdash. That the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of the anava of Rabbi Zecharya ben akulis. It's very interesting. That there was a whole din whether or not to be makriv, an animal which had a mum, we'll get back to them in Malchus. What will they say? So we can't be makav amorim on the Mizbeach, even mipei Hashalom. And because he didn't forgo that din, so Mameila Reb Zechariah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with his anava. Try to understand a little bit the inner workings of what this means, that the anava was responsible for destroying the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't the Kas, it wasn't Gaiba. It was anava which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. How could that be? So to begin, my Rebbe, Shlita should be well, he says many times that we find something very interesting when it comes to tefillah. We have many, many brachas in Shemona Esa where we make all different types of requests for parnasa, for das, for sticha, kapara, tshuva, etc. We do not daven, however, for tchiyas ameza. Do we have a tefillah that we know about that we ever daven for tchiyas ameza? A person gets sick, le'alino. He's a geisis and he passes away. Until then, everybody's storming the heavens. He shouldn't pass away. As soon as he does, chalila, everybody stops davening. Why don't you keep davening? Keep davening, you should have a tchiyas ameisim. No, we stop. And the hezer is that, because man that a person is alive, there's reshus to be mespalo, verapa yirapa, that a person should have refuah. But as soon as a person passes away, he's out of the gvul of tefillah. When a person is begeder meis, he's like tachas the reshus of the sitracha, and it's not shaykh to be mespalo for tchiyas ameisim. Like nitna reshus to be mispalef for tchiyas ameisim. It's not like that. It's not a nice thing. There's no reshus to be mispalef for tchiyas ameisim. And I thought perhaps b'siyata d'shmaya. This is what we say in the Ani Mamin b'Buna Shlema. We say sheyia tchiyas ameisim be'es sheyia l'rotzay meisav ois baruch shemayim. It's very interesting that there will be tchiyas ameisim be'es sheyia l'rotzay at a time that it will be the rotzay of Hashem that there should be tchiyas ameisim. Vice ois that is not yet this inyan called be'es sheyia l'rotzay. Hashem has a ratzon for many things, and of course we know that he has a ratzon for tchiyas ameisim. We find that there were even times that there was tchiyas ameisim. However, this concept though called an eis ratzon, that there should be tchiyas ameisim, has not yet been nisgala. And we can't say that it's motive for the masses to be misfollowed for tchiyas ameisim. What we do though is that we demonstrate our moon and tchiyas ameisim in the second bracha shmona esrei. We say mechayim meisim berachamim rabim, that you do many things. Samech na'iflin berachay chayim matiyasuin. But mechayim emunasoi, there's an emuna v'ne'emanat alachayas meisim. We make a bracha on it mechayim meisim, but we're not mispalu for tchiyas ameisim. That's why it's in the first three brachas where we're misaper shvachos shel hakadosh baruch hu, but not in the middle brachas where we find the actual bakashas of shmona esrei. However, let's try to understand a little bit this Rav Lach. Here we have Moshe Rabbeinu trying to get Eretz Yisrael. And he hints to Bnei Yisrael, give a spell from Yishka to Eretz Yisrael, so they're not Markish. It could be, and I ran this idea by my Rebbe, and he was maskim. If he's maskim, it's a Dover Gadol. That here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lach, you are very great. Don't talk to me anymore about your coming into Eretz Yisrael. Instead of asking that I should come into Eretz Yisrael, why don't you ask that the Dor HaMidbar should come into Eretz Yisrael? In your door which perished in the Midbar over the 40 years that they were there, be mispalo for them that they should come into Eretz Yisrael. But for it to be mispalo for the Dor HaMidbar that they should come into Eretz Yisrael would require davening for Tchiyas Ameisim. But Hashem tells Moshe, Rav Lach, you have the koyach and the strength to be mispala for them to come into Eretz Yisrael. However, Moshe Rabbeinu does not daven. Not only that, it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu was not even margish in that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to daven for the Yidden, for the Dor HaMidbar to come in there, to have a tchiyas ameisim. And the reason why that is, and we'll explain this a little bit more, Ritz Hashem, is because a tzaddik, he walks on a tightrope. In measuring and understanding his godless as a tzaddik, knowing who he is, but also knowing, even more so, that it's, everything's really the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Moshe and every tzaddik who's bechinas Moshe is anava. And the midah of anava means knowing that the Ribbono Shel Olam does everything. The greatness of Hashem. That's what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Along the lines of that which Chazal say, Al tamin ba'atzbecha ayor maischa. You can't believe in yourself until the day that one passes away. Because even the greatest of people, after years and years of avodas Hashem, they fell. Because if a person notices his godless, even just a little bit, for a tzaddik, it's a very big sakana for him to be mistakel on his godless. Lest he forget that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to think, even for a moment, Ki koichi v'itzim yadi asa li asachai alazeh. Hence, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'lo yada Moshe kikaron arpanav. Everybody knew and saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's face was illuminated with the Or Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't notice. He didn't notice his own greatness. In fact, by the Kfura of Moshe, the Torah says, V'lo yada ish is kurasai. Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. And Chazal say, V'lo yada ish, ish ze Moshe, ki Moshe ze ha, ki ze Moshe ish. Moshe is called ish. Moshe himself doesn't know where he's buried. Now, we know from Pnimis HaTorah Moshe is buried. Some Akhtarshim tell us Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in what's called Atik, and the Yid Gimel Midas of Rachamim, which is why, by the way, he could be Mechayim Esim, because it says Mechayim Esim, but Rachamim Rabim. So, that place called Mechayim Esim, but Rachamim Rabim, that's why it's called Ravlach, Rabim, Mechayim Esim, but Rachamim Rabim. Moshe could have been Poyal, Triyasim Esim. But Moshe Rabbeinu refused to look where he came from. He refused to look where he was buried. He knew it was a great cover to be buried by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't even look. Because a tzaddik like that, it's a tightrope. And he could fall very easily. He refused to look at his own godless. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't pick up on the cues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him. Ravlach, you're very great, Davin. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear Ravlach. He couldn't hear the message of, you're so great, be mispalved at the Shabbat Chiyas HaMeisim. Moshe is like, I'm like any other Jew. Just like anybody can't have Chiyas HaMeisim, I also can't have Chiyas HaMeisim. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria Ratzon. We find many times. Ratzon is Gematria 346. Moshe is Gematria 345. And we say, Be'ez Sheyal Ratzon. Moshe had that Ratzon. Moshe is that Ratzon. It's Sheyal Ratzon, Mesa Boris Bachshmo, for the Koyach of Tchias HaMeisim. Now, why is it, if we can understand the Shirish of this, that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand his godless and his anava together? It goes along these following lines. We say on Motzei Shabbos, "B'makom she'ata moisa gdulasa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, sham ata moisa anus anusa." In the place where you find Hashem's anava, so too you find His godless. Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless is His knowing of Himself, what He's able to do, the koyach of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That gedul of Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the same place as His anava, which means to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will not be blinded by knowing his anava and knowing his godless. These two things are mamash one. But that's something which is unique to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'magav shatimayisek dulasa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shamat matanis. His godless is not a stira to his anava. But to every other person in the world who's not shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, suddenly anava can be diminished by being mistakel on one's godless. That is all true. By every single person, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, it could have been true, and at some point it was true, that Moshe had a oneness with his anava and his godless. When he studied Har Sinai, it became one. And this is what Chazal say, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he found Kadosh Baruch Hu being Oisik in the Parsha of Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the sugya of Metahir Meisim and Metame Tahirim, which the Baal Shem Tov and others explain that the midah of gaiva, for some people it can bring them down, but for some people it can bring them up. If a person thinks that he's a nobody, so then gaiva can bring him up. But if a person is a tzaddik and he realizes everything comes from Hashem, then gaiva can bring him down. It can go both ways. So paraduma, the fact that you can have together tuma and v'taira, is the secret of paraduma. The fact that you can have anava in gedula b'makom echad, that's the secret of paraduma. That's why the ingredients for paraduma were eitz eres u'shni telas. Chazal say eitz eres is the cedar tree, it's the highest of all the trees, and the telas is the smallest. But together, this concoction of the Eitz Eres and the Shnei Tolas, this is the secret of Parduma. And Moshe found HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Oisek in that when he came up to Har Sinai. And Hashem says to Moshe, V'yikho Elecha Paraduma. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm giving you Paraduma, nobody else. Moshe understood the secret of Paraduma. Even Shlomo didn't understand the secret of Paraduma. But Moshe understood the secret of Paraduma. So therefore, at one point, it was Shaykh Moshe, this yichud of what's called b'makom shatz Moshe gedulos yishma atam etam esim may ein the anava v'kadosh baruch hu mahu afata. Except something happened. What happened that puzzled Moshe from this dag of paraduma? What happened was is that Miriam and Aaron spoke lashon hara about Moshe. And as soon as they spoke lashon hara about Moshe, and they said that Moshe took the Isha Kushis, we know the Gemara tells us that he who speaks lashon hara, three people die from that: the one who speaks it, the one who hears it, and the one that it's said about. Because of that, Miriam didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael, Aaron didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. Not that Moshe was guilty, but because they spoke lashon hara about him, he couldn't make it in. And we see this from the Ari in Char Psukim, that the Ari said to Reb Chaim Vital that a Chacham Echa told him, and this is in Parashas Be'alaisla, going on the Dibur HaMaskel, V'atadabir Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe al oides isha kushes, says that Yaakov was able to come into Eretz Yisrael to be nikvar there with his guf and his atzamos. Yosef's atzamos made it into Eretz Yisrael, called atzamos, but not his guf. However, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to make it into Eretz Yisrael at all. And when Miriam and Aaron heard Eldad Umeidad going around saying their nevuah, Moshe meis v'Yoshua machnes, and they wondered to themselves, what avera could have Moshe have done to not come into Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe is going to die? So they attributed it to the fact that he took an Isha Koshis. And because they spoke with Lashon Hara and Moshe, he didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. And neither did they. What we see is that the pagam in Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wasn't able to make it into Eretz Yisrael, which is called an Isha Yiras Hashem, because he took an Isha Koshis, that's the connection. Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas Isha, it's called Isha Yiras Hashem. That's why Moshe didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. The speaking of the Lashon Hara created a period, a separation between the Anav of Moshe and the Godless of Moshe. Because it killed Moshe. Speaking Lashon Hara kills the person that you speak about. And until then, Moshe Rabbeinu was on this dagger like, that he is able to have that Anava and that Gedulah b'makom echad. And testimony to that is, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say in Moshe's defense after they speak Lashon Hara about him? They say, Loikin avdi Moshe. Don't you know that Moshe's anav is even greater than everybody else's? That Moshe told them was on the dag of what? Anav mikol adam. He was the greatest anav, which means to say that his gedula and his anava didn't step on each other's toes. But because you spoke lashon hara, you brought down his anava and his godless. You separated the anava from the gedula, and that doesn't allow Moshe to come into Eretz Yisrael. It's very nice because we know every word of Rashi has been Ruch HaKodesh. And Rashi here on Dibur HaMaskel, Kel na refon Allah, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leimor, Vaitzak Moshe Lashem Leimor. Rashi quotes Chazal saying, Hashem, Moshe tells Hashem, I want to hear an answer. Will you be merap me or not? There are four times that Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leimor, I want to hear an answer to my question. Zakt Rashi, what's the fourth and final one? In the same place where you find the Lashon Hara of Aaron and Miriam against Moshe coming to Eretz Yisrael, the same place we find Vaschanan El Hashem Ravlach. That's the Siba for that. And this is really why there's a Zechira. There's a Zechira that we have to remember always, Zachar Is Asher Asa Shemelkech Elamayam B'deyat Erech B'tzeiz Mitzvah, that she spoke Lashon Hara, and because of that, Moshe couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Why couldn't Moshe come into Eretz Yisrael? Because of that Lashon Hara. And we have to remember that, because that Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous ramifications. Because we know in Parshas Vaschan, Hashem listens to Moshe's tefillah. Moshe says, if you let me come into Eretz Yisrael, Hahar Hatayv Hazeva Halavanayim, Moshe says, well, I'll build a Beis HaMikdash for you. And had Moshe built a Beis HaMikdash, that would have been end game. History would have been over. We never would have had all the future goluses. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu's coming into Eretz Yisrael or not coming into Eretz Yisrael meant the difference of Geulah Soilam or not Geulah Soilam. Being in the Beis HaMikdash or not being in the Beis HaMikdash. So forever, in the same way that the Lashon Hara of Miriam caused that Moshe shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, which means no Beis HaMikdash, hence we find in the Gemara that Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam destroys the Beis HaMikdash. The Shoresh that comes from this Zechira, it's an eternal remembrance that the Torah tells us, don't forget forever that it's Lashon Hara which destroys Beis HaMikdashes. And because Miriam spoke Lashon Hara Moshe, he couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. And for that we have a Zechira. But it goes very nicely because we know that Miriam dies. And we learn from the Ptir of Miriam, which the Torah places right next to the mitzvah of Paraduma, the Chazal say, to teach us that Misas Tzadikim is Mechaperes ke Paraduma. That the death of Tzadikim is Mechaper like Paraduma. Goes very good. That what's the reason Miriam died? As a tikkun for the fact that she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe. And Moshe's Dargov Anav and Gedulah B'Malkom Echel was because he was able to be Masig Paraduma. But since she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe, and it was Poigim in the Dag of Paraduma, then Mela we learn from the fact that she's Nifter next to Paraduma, that it's Mechaperis like Paraduma. Because that was her tikkun. But what we see from here is that had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, so it would have been the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to Ruchu Ton Moshe Rablach, he wasn't Margish. Why wasn't he Margish? Because since the Lashon Hara of Aaron and Miriam was poigim in the darga of this yichud of another and gedula b'makom echad, so Mamela Moshe wasn't margish in the ravloch that he could be mespala on his bnei hadar, and it wouldn't be poigim him. But because he was afraid, lest he fall from this darga of another and look at his gedula and be gone legamre, so he didn't understand the ravloch, and Mamela they didn't have a tzilas Moshe, and they weren't zeichet at chiyas amesa. So let's go back to our questions. Why do we have two makaris with Chiyas HaMeisim by Moshe Rabbeinu? And what's the machalekes between Rabbi Akiva and Yehuda ben Beseira about the Dor HaMidbar? The pshat is like this. We find already early in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu davened a tefillah with his dar, and there was zeichet at Chiyas HaMeisim. That's what? Oz Yashem Moshe ben Yisrael. In future tense, Moshe will sing with his dar. And this mock of Chiyas HaMeisim means that had Moshe Rabbeinu davened now, that's called Az Yosher Moshe, for his dar to have a Tchiyas HaMeisim, it would have been Mekayim, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in the Shira, hinted to him, Az Yosher Moshe, you will sing again for your dar. And when you sing, they will sing too. That's a Ve'eschanan, is Gematria Shira. As if to say, had you shifted your tefillahs of Ve'eschanan for them, Ve'eschanan Moshe for the Tzibor, for the dar HaMidbar, then Az Yosher Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, there would have been a Tchiyas HaMeisim, would have been Mekayim, that union of Az Yosher Moshe. But because he didn't, some of Mela, it was Neskayim instead. Why didn't Moshe come into Eretz Yisrael, really? Because if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had been buried with his door in Chutz Laretz, they never would have been able to come in. That's what the Medrash says in Far Maba. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Im Nikvar Ata Etzlam BaMidbar, if you stay in the Midbar and bury yourself with your door, then Baim Heim B'Schusa, they'll come in your Schus to Eretz Yisrael, have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. And you will lead them, as it says, you'll bring them in. So Moshe Rabbeinu chooses also not to come into Eretz Yisrael, to be buried with his dar, because since Moshe is the source of Tchiyas HaMeisim, as the Pasuk says, in his death, so by being buried with his dar, he'll have a Tchiyas HaMeisim and give them a Tchiyas HaMeisim as well. So there was a choice. It was as if to say, either there will be Moshe will daven for them and they'll have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's called Oz Yashem Moshe B'nei Yisrael. But because that didn't happen, Memeila Hincha Shechim HaWesach HaVekam. They have to be buried and give them a Tchiyas HaMeisim. But what's interesting is that it was contingent on the first one. Meaning, had Moshe daven, then he would never have to be buried and give them a Tchiyas HaMeisim. But perhaps that's the reason why the Torah tells us that that pasuk of Himcha Shoyachim HaMeisach Vekam is really a suffix as a makar, because we don't know how to read that pasuk. Whether the word Vekam is going on, which is after that, Vekam Ha'am HaZeh V'Zana, that the Torah is saying, perhaps the word Vekam is saying that they will, that later on they will be Mezana, or Vekam is going on Tchiyas HaMeisim. But why is it in Besafik? Because it really is Besafik. Had Moshe been Mekayim HaZeh Shem Moshe been Yisrael to daven for them, then they wouldn't have been Vekam. Wouldn't have needed that second makar. But what we see is by for the very fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried with them, that's why they have a Tchiyas HaMeisim. So let's go to the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, does the Dor HaMidbar have Tchiyas HaMeisim? No, they don't have. Because Be'etzem they don't have. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, yes, they do have. Why do they do have? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is buried with them. So B'Kiva's right, that they really don't have mitzidam, they don't have a koyach v'tchiyas, and it's because Moshe Rabbeinu gave of himself once again to the tzibur, to the dar, to be buried with them, and mele they too will have v'tchiyas, and Moshe Rabbeinu shares it with them. B'kam ha'am hazeh, hincha shoychit im ha'beisecha v'kam. We understood the Rav Lach, that Kashruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the koyach to be misbalanced, to give them v'tchiyas and v'tchiyas. Moshe Rabbeinu is not margish. That means to say, why isn't Moshe margish? Because of his anava. And because of his anava, he doesn't come into Eretz Yisrael. And because of his anava, he doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash. What we see from here is that the anava of Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the precedent for the anava of Zechariah ben Avkulas destroys the Beis HaMikdash. But that's why also perhaps why his name is Rebbe Zechariah. Because that Zechariah is going back on the Zechira of the Zachar Eis Asher As Asher Melkech LeMiriam. And even the word Avkulas, which is his name, can come from the word Avak Lashon. Avkulas is like Samach and Ashin are also replaceable. Avak Lash, it's like Avak Lashon Hara. The Zechira of Avkulas, of the Lashon Hara, the Avak Lashon Hara, which Moshe and Aaron spoke about, Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, that's why there's no Beis HaMikdash. Because it was that Lashon Hara which is poigim in the Anava of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Makom of Anava and Gedula b'Makom Echad. You see, it's a fascinating thing that Moshe Rabbeinu has the koyach v'tchiyas meisim. When we say be'ish she'al ratzon, when that ratzon, which is that koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, can open up all the doors. But he had that. But a tzaddik has to walk this tightrope. We're not in the world of a tzaddik that when we notice ourselves that we can fall. But a tzaddik, he understands the Kodesh Baruch Hu echad mamish with the tachlis ha'achlis. And if he thinks even just a little bit about himself, that guy was like avoy desire to a tzaddik. He refuses to look. And that's the world of the tzaddik, like Moshe Rabbeinu. We should be zayichet to finally be mespalel. Moshe Rabbeinu will have a tchias amesim. We'll bring everybody up again. Mespalel for tchias amesim. Be zayichet to see with our eyes. V'nemrat alach yismesim. Become a shef to kingdom. May we make a moment.